Chapter 21. A Duet in Paradise. 2 years have passed. The large, comfortable drawing room, with an open grand piano and a pleasant view across the garden to a boathouse on the River Floss, is Mr. Dean's. The neat little lady, wearing a black dress and working on her embroidery, is Lucy Dean. The fine young man who is snapping the scissors in the face of a small dog by Lucy's feet is Mr. Stephen Guest, the son of the owner of Guest and Company. He wears a diamond ring, and though it is noon, he is a little sleepy. "Give me my scissors, please," said Lucy, holding out her little shell-pink palm. "And stop teasing Minnie. I have some news for you."
"What news?"
asked Stephen. He was a handsome young man of 25, with dark brown hair and an affectionate, ironic expression in his eyes.
"Guess, it is something I mentioned to you not long ago."
"But you have mentioned many things to me not long ago. How can I possibly guess?"
"Yes, I know you think I am silly."
"I think you are perfectly charming."
"And my silliness makes part of my charm?"
"I didn't say that."
"But I know you like women to be silly. Philip Wakeham told me a few days ago when you were not here."
"Well, that is Philip's opinion. He is always talking about it. I think he must be in love with some unknown lady who is not silly at all."
"I wonder if Maggie will refuse to see Philip as her brother does," said Lucy. "I hope not. If she does, we won't be able to sing together as usual."
"What? Is your cousin coming to stay with you?"
asked Stephen, with a look of slight annoyance.
"Yes, that was my news. She has just left the school she has been teaching at for the past 2 years, poor thing, ever since her father died. And she is coming to stay with me for a month or two. I'm so happy. I love my cousin Maggie best of all the girls I know."
"And I suppose you will be inseparable, and I will have no chance to talk to you alone, unless we find a lover for her. Why won't she like Philip?"
"Maggie's father hated Philip's father. Papa told me there was a dreadful quarrel the day before my uncle died. Papa says that my uncle was wrong to hate Mr. Wakeham so, but naturally Tom and Maggie don't like to be reminded of those things. They have had so much trouble. Maggie has probably had no pleasure at all since her father died. She went to work in that dreary school because she wanted to be independent. She didn't want to go and live with Aunt Glegg, and I couldn't invite her here because Mama was so ill and everything was so sad. That's why I've invited her now. I want her to have a long holiday."
"That's very sweet and angelic of you,"
said Stephen, with an admiring smile.
"Especially if she is anything like her mother."
"Poor aunt. You are cruel to ridicule her. She was a great help to me during Mama's illness, and she runs the house much better than a stranger would."
"Her cakes are excellent, I admit,"
said Stephen.
"But her conversation is a bore. Her daughter will be fat and blonde, I suppose, and will sit staring at us silently."
Lucy laughed and clapped her hands.
"Oh, yes," she cried. "My cousin Maggie is exactly like that. You must have met her already."
"No, indeed. I'm only guessing what Mrs. Tulliver's daughter must be like. And if she won't let Philip come, we shall be even more bored."
Lucy reached her hand out to get the scissors, but Stephen caught it and put it to his lips. Little Lucy felt very proud and happy. She knew that Stephen loved her, although they had not yet spoken of marriage. That is the sweetest moment of courtship, when every word and gesture is full of hidden meaning.
"You are very clever," said Lucy, "to have guessed what Maggie is like. She could have been like Tom. He isn't fat at all, and he certainly doesn't stare at people."
"No, he doesn't. He seems as proud as Lucifer, and rather unfriendly."
"I like Tom. He gave me Minnie as a present, you know. Papa says Tom is an excellent young man."
Yes, I heard your father and mine discussing young Tulliver one night at dinner. They said he did something wonderful for the company. What was it now? Oh, yes. He rode home all the way from London without stopping to warn them about something important to do with business. If he hadn't, they would have lost a lot of money. I can't remember what it was exactly. I was rather sleepy at the time.
Stephen went to the piano and started humming a tune.
Come and sing this song with me, Lucy,
he said. Philip says that is just a sentimental love song, said Lucy. He doesn't like it at all.
Well, Philip is the fallen Adam, whereas we are Adam and Eve in paradise before the fall.
Lucy sat at the piano and began to play. Lovers who sing together never have doubts and fears. The silvery soprano and the deep bass blend so well together that the lovers themselves seem to be in perfect harmony. Lucy and Stephen felt very happy as they finished their song, and Stephen rose to leave.
I suppose you will be busy with your cousin tomorrow,
said Stephen, smiling down at Lucy.
But may I come the next day?
Oh, yes. Come and meet my cousin Maggie. But I'm sure you have met her before. You described her so well.